This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
At hour number two, on a very busy Monday, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance, and all guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. And we go there right now. Joining us, Mike Tannenbaum, our ESPN NFL front office insider. How are we doing, Mike T? Very busy day today. I'm sure when you were a GM, this wasn't the best of days, but sometimes it was necessary.
Hey, guys, can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Yeah. No, that's exactly right, Alan. It is. Anytime you have to let somebody go, those are very, very difficult decisions that are just part of the job, and a lot of difficult conversations around the league today.
Now, you talk about, like, you look at, like, some of the general managers that have got relieved of their duties as well. As a general manager, former general manager, which one of these jobs would be the most enticing when you think about, you know, Chicago, Minnesota? What goes in now, you know, New York football Giants? Like, which situation do you think is the best, or is it too hard to talk about when you don't know the inside?
You know, Bart, I would say, you know, clearly from a football standpoint, I think it's Jacksonville and then everything else, because if Trevor Lawrence is 75% of the player that we all thought he was going to be a year ago, he's going to be a winning NFL quarterback. If he's the guy that we all thought that he would be, Andrew Luck, you have a chance to win a championship. So to me, like, the situation, be it coach, GM, to me it's Jacksonville and then everything else.
Yeah, mainly because of the quarterback, right, I imagine. So Dave Gettleman is no longer the GM of the Giants. They're saying it's a retirement. But in the statement that the Giants released announcing his retirement, as Jordan Renan put on Twitter, there's a statement from, or a quote from, Steve Tisch, the co-owner. And he said something, I want you to react to this. It's an understatement to say John and I are disappointed by the lack of success we've had on the field. We're united in our commitment to find a general manager who will provide the direction necessary for us to achieve the on-field performance and results we all expect. I ask you to react only because we've seen it. It's not easy to find a GM when you're telling them, here's the coach, you've got to keep him. And here's a team that we don't have a ton of cap space. We've already spent everything on our roster, and this is what you got to work with. I don't know if that can, you know, does this tell you that they already know who they want, or are they just fooling themselves thinking that they still are an attractive destination without cleaning house?
I think what they think is they have the right head coach, and over time he will get better and develop into a winning head coach. I think the biggest gap they have right now, the challenge is, they were once the New York Giants, like a great and proud franchise. I think the biggest challenge is going to be any assistant coach who may not have options, any free agent who has options. I think it's going to be a heavy lift to get them to go to the Giants, given just the way they ended. I've been a huge Joe Judge supporter. I thought there was a lot of good things about him. It's really been hard down the stretch, you know, when you're trying to go out there and win with Mike Lennon, some of the decisions they made in-game. And if you're looking for quality candidates, again, be it as a, you know, coaching assistant or a free agent, I just think it's going to be a real heavy lift, regardless of who the GM is, to attract people for 2022.
Now, I look at all the coaches that were relieved of their duties, and a lot of them was, you know, a different generation. When you think about Zimmer, you think about Vic Fangio, but some surprises, when you think about Brian Flores. Which one of these young coaches has an opportunity to rebound and kind of get a second opportunity? And are the older guys, you know, just another example of the youth movement within sports?
Yeah, I think Brian Flores will be a head coach here in this cycle. I think there were some alignment issues that were clearly taking place in Miami, but he had back-to-back winning seasons. And, you know, just given all the questions, they have a quarterback, offensive line, and this year they swept New England, which, look, New England may not be the same New England that we knew, but they're still a good team. They're in the playoffs. So not a lot of people could, you know, walk around and say, hey, you know, I just beat New England twice in the same year. So I think in this cycle, Brian Flores will probably have a chance to be head coach again.
Mike Tannenbaum joining us right now on the Goodyear Hotline. It's Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. On that topic, because we've had a lot of calls from the Dolphins. We had our Giants calls as usual, but a lot of Dolphins fans just not happy about where the direction of the franchise. And one of the things that Stephen Ross said was that his reason for firing Brian Flores was that he said, I determined the key dynamics of our football organization weren't functioning at a level I want it to be. You mentioned that there was some issues with everybody being on the same page, sort of suggested that. And we've had callers who really want to put more of the blame on Chris Greer, the GM. What insight can you give on what you mean when you say that things – I forget the phrase, the exact phrase you just used a minute ago, but it does sound like no one was aligned on that team, so somebody had to go and they chose the coach.
Yeah, I think that's about it, Alan. You know, they made a determination that, you know, they believe in the infrastructure of the organization and that the head coach wasn't aligned with what they wanted to do and made the change and, you know, opted for the status quo for everything else. And, you know, I'm sure they feel like they could go out and get quality candidate because they do have a really young, talented defense. You know, that's pretty clear. There's obviously a number of questions on offense starting, most notably at the quarterback position, offensive line. But, you know, that's the decision that, you know, the owner made. And I think they're, you know, comfortable going into the marketplace with their, you know, believing that their situation will attract good candidates.
Harbaugh came up as the name that you know, you're talking about alignment. And yet Jeff Darlington and obviously Ross himself came out and just said that they didn't make this move because they're targeting Jim Harbaugh. Do you agree with that? Or do you just think that in a matter of time they will at least talk to him?
No. When Steve Ross comes out and says something like that, he's 100%. And again, he's, as for people that know him, he's the ultimate Michigan guy. So there's no way he would take somebody of Jim Harbaugh's stature away from Michigan. Now, that's not to say that one point could Jim Harbaugh be an NFL head coach again. Absolutely. He had tremendous success in San Francisco. But if Steve comes out on the record and says, I'm not hiring Jim Harbaugh, you got to take him at face value.
Now, when you look at, you know, one thing I think that probably saved Greer, you know, they just put up a graph talking about the, you know, Dolphins have $73 million in estimated salary cap space. They do have, I believe, 3 first-round draft picks. But do you think maybe the discrepancy was about the quarterback? About, hey, you know, one person within the organization believing that the quarterback, they found their quarterback, and did Tua do enough to keep that job? Or are they going to try and use some of this draft equity, some of this salary cap space to go out and get a proven quarterback in this league?
Yeah, so in terms of their draft capital, you know, they have a first-round pick this year. They have 2 next year, and their first-round pick is out of San Francisco. So we're not sure where that'll be, but they certainly could use that to try to draft one this year. You know, could be somebody like Matt Corral or Kenny Pickett. I would think, though, just given the fact that they still have, you know, a lot invested in two of that, if they were going to do something there, Bart, my sense of it would be, you know, go more of the veteran route.
Mike, in Seattle, we heard Pete Carroll say, you know, that he feels great for his age and he expects to be back next year. Russell Wilson suggesting, I'm happy here, sort of saying it's not in my hands. If you were in Seattle and you were running that organization, is it time to move on from these guys? Or do you keep them in place because you don't want to know what life is like without them?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty close to the end for Coach Carroll. He's had a great run there. And Bill Walsh used to have an expression, guys, you could be in one place too long. And look, Coach Carroll's done a great job there, but they don't have a first-round pick. You know, Russell Wilson, you know, we'll see what happens. Obviously, he's saying one thing right now, but that could be a situation where they've had a great run. It's time to move on. So I think that's one we got to continue to closely monitor.
Is Denver probably the best? Because we heard Deshaun Watson express that he wanted to go there. It's been reports that, you know, Aaron Rodgers wants to go there. Is that potentially the best situation for any quarterback to go in, being with the weapons that they have on offense and defense, and they shored up that offensive line, 2 running backs?
Yeah, Bar, I totally agree. Like, you think about Javonte Williams, Jerry Jeudy, Garrett Bowles has played a lot better. So if you're a quarterback, I think Denver definitely checks a lot of boxes in terms of what you need to be successful. So Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, you know, I think that's a situation we got to closely monitor. I think George Payne's gotten in there and done a really good job. So I think if I was a quarterback that had any options, they have to be close to the top of the list.
It'd be really interesting to see how popular that job becomes when you think about the potential of what you could have at that quarterback position if and when they make a move. So a lot of very interesting moves so far. Adam Schefter did hint there'll be more to come. Giants aren't going to be one of those teams, but we'll see if anybody else is part of that. Mike, thanks so much for your time. Always good to talk to you.
Yeah, appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Okay, Mike Tannenbaum again on the Goodyear Hotline. It's Barton Hama coming to you live from Seaport District, Pier 17, brought to you by Chase. And the number is 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Again, a lot of people want to sound off on their teams, moves they've made, or maybe moves they didn't make. If you're a Giants fan, I mean, we've heard from several already that are frustrated. Dolphins fans also frustrated by the move that their team made.
You know who I want to hear from? I want to hear from Colts fans.
Oh, God.
I want to hear from Colts fans who have to send the Philadelphia Eagles a first-round draft pick for a quarterback that was supposed to get them to the postseason and make
this.
Them a legitimate threat. And the team that you're sending the first-round draft pick to is in the postseason.
Think about this. What a day it was for Eagles fans.
Wow.
What a day that was.
Fly, Eagle, fly.
I mean, they got smoked by the Cowboys, but they played their JV. Who cares? They're in the playoffs. Didn't expect that. And then the next day, you see the guy that you got rid of fail again, like as you
but
you
said,
knew
but,
deep down, like this is what this guy does, and he did it again. You said, I didn't listen to you. You said it. Jacksonville, they just never win. I'm like, man, this is games for everything. They're gonna show up and they don't show up. I can't understand how that team, with everything they had riding on that game against the bums they were playing against, and you couldn't show up. Bart, as a pro athlete, how the hell does this happen, man?
Pressure bust pipes.
Come on.
And some people, listen, he threw three interceptions.
Yeah, it was not
But
good.
The problem is, why, oh, why did Frank Wright put it in his hands to begin with? Now, we saw Frank Wright run the ball 95% of the time against the Patriots, who actually are a team that can defend and fight for themselves. But now you want to let him air it out against Jacksonville? Okay, maybe I see if he throws one.
Well, when you go
once
down,
I see him throw. No.
They went down two touchdowns in a blink.
No. But still, it's not like at any point, like early in the season, when the Titans were on the ropes and they were out there, I forgot where it is that they were playing a West Coast team. I think it was the Rams, right? And they were on the ropes. How did they get back in the game? They gave the ball to Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
They have their own version of Derrick Henry. It's called Jonathan Taylor. Jonathan Taylor had 15 carries for 77 yards. Okay, he only had 77 yards. That is a 5.1 yard per carry average.
That's pretty good.
I mean, he was eating.
Yeah.
And you put the ball in the hands of Carson Wentz. Why?
Carson Wentz sucks, man.
Yeah.
Could not believe it. Listen, every time
that
Red Zone went to that game, bro, I kept saying, are you serious?
That set the table.
And you told me Friday this was going to happen. I didn't want to believe you.
It is hard to beat a team. Listen, team, people come up short, man, when they have to win and they're expected to win.
Painful.
He was an underdog. Yeah. Having to win, supposed to win.
If you are Frank Reich, I can't
Jacksonville
imagine.
Jacksonville scored 10
after
points
the game.
Here, in one quarter.
Let's just hear from Frank Reich. Because what could you possibly say after a game like this?
Never expect to be sitting here, you know, having this moment right now. Not like this. You know, we had a good week of practice. We had good preparation all week long. Felt good energy the whole week, every day, every meeting. Felt like we had three good plans. Felt like the players were dialed in, and we just didn't get it done today. You know, we just didn't get it done, coaching or playing. I give a lot of credit to Jacksonville, a lot of credit to that football team. I mean, we knew. That's not a surprise that we got their A game. That is not a surprise.
And you haven't won down there since 2014. Just amazing. All right, let's get back to the calls because, like I said, we've got some upset people out there. Let's go to Tyler. Hey, Tyler.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, Tyler. Did you happen to hear, I know you want to talk Dolphins, did you happen to hear Mike Tannenbaum?
Yeah.
Who certainly has some insight on that organization and, you know, his explanation of what's going on there.
You know, I agree with Mike. I loved him when he was our GM. But I think the focus really needs to rely on the ownership itself. I mean, ever since Ross kind of took over, I think we're passing the buck. And I think honestly, a lot of the fault has to rely at his feet. I think Flores had the tools that he had and he utilized them the best that he possibly could. And with an offensive line that's struggled, I don't know. I just, as a Dolphin fan, I guess I'm not too terribly surprised, especially up here in South Dakota. But
that's
kind
sad.
Of a Lone Ranger the way it is. But
they still have two winning seasons,
you know,
in a row, though.
It's sad that you feel that way, though, like that you're not surprised. And on top of it, I'll tell you what, Tyler, what you worry about, too, is everybody saying, oh, Brian Flores is going to get a job. Like, he's going to get back. He'll be back in the cycle. He'll get a job. And your worry is watch him go somewhere and have great success. Let's go to Wayne on the Giants. Go ahead, Wayne.
What's going on, Alan? This is actually Wayne from Flatbush. I haven't heard from you for a little while.
I know that voice. Yeah.
Oh, man. Listen, I'm in North Carolina now, and no, I'm not a Panthers fan. I am a Giants fan, but no longer. I am done. If this is true about Judge, I am done. D-O-U-N-E. Listen, I need you guys help with a new team. All right? I thought about going back to the Rams. Nah. I've been thinking about the Eagles because you mentioned it earlier.
Oh, that's blasphemy.
They got three. Wait a minute. You know they got three number one picks this year.
But Wayne,
sleeping with the enemy, Wayne.
You going, as somebody who was a Giants fan, if you are ready to walk away from your team, you can't become an Eagles fan.
Oh,
like, you just can't do that. That's sacrilegious.
That's like dating
the AFC.
That's like dating your best friend's ex.
Yeah, yeah. It's bad. Like, you can't do that,
man. You got to go to the AFC, man.
You got to go to the AFC. You can pick a team in the AFC, and then nobody will say a word to you.
You know what? Get them Baltimore Ravens.
They play like the old Giants.
Give me a good. This is what I need from you. I need a good team with a good offense, but a great defense.
I said the Baltimore Ravens. They bleed defense.
Wayne, and I love hearing from you. Thanks so much. Great to hear from you. If you were a Giants fan and you loved the old Giant, like that Giant
way. They beat him in the Super Bowl.
The Ravens are like kind of what the Giants used to be.
Run the ball with a fullback that's 300 pounds.
Toughness, no excuses.
Tight end.
They'll always have a good defense. Their offense, when everybody's healthy, has great potential. I mean, it could be a fun team. If that's what you've got to do, how could you become an Eagles fan? Man,
somebody in the family would have to punch you in the face.
All right, you know what? Bobby, thanks for calling. I feel for you more than I feel for anybody that lost a coach today because of what happened last night to your team.
I appreciate their pain, but no, nobody watched their coach commit professional malpractice on TV, okay? I live on the West Coast.
Bobby's a Chargers fan, everybody. Yeah, let's all just pour out a little something for Bobby.
So it was midnight while I was up watching that game, and I'm at work now, mad and tired.
I mean,
how can he go in the locker room and look at his team?
Yes, yeah. I don't understand it. This is like the Geek Squad, man. Like, this is what happens when you get the dudes from Best Buy and they're doing their analytics. Like, this is what I need them to do. When they start making mistakes and things don't work out, I want to hear from the analytics squad. I want to have the analytics squad go up
explain
and explain the data about why you sent that in.
There's no data there.
Bobby, think about this for a minute.
The Raiders understood the assignment.
No. Here, Bobby, listen to Rich Bisaccia, the interim head coach of the Raiders, who literally admitted that, you know what, we knew that both teams could just tie this thing, run the clock out, and we both celebrate. Listen to this.
Was there any consideration to just running down the clock there and not even attempting a field goal?
It was a conversation. We were talking about, you know, I don't know if you know, we ran the ball there and they didn't call a timeout. So I think they were probably thinking the same thing. Then we had the big run. We were going to take the field goal and try to win it.
They called the timeout.
Yeah, because they called the timeout.
Your grandmother who knows nothing about football understood what was going on.
I mean, was that not the worst timeout since Chris Webber? I mean,
it's
people
terrible.
Nobody roots for a tie. Nobody roots for a tie.
Unless we both get what we want if we tie. It's like we tried to win it, but I'm not going to put the game at risk and kick a field goal and get blocked until you become a jerk.
Hey, Bart, do me a favor. Bart, as an ex-player, explain to me how he could – what could he say to you in the locker room that would not make you want to tear his face off?
Absolutely nothing. Because listen, we've heard Dean Pease talk about these new age coaches.
Yep.
These guys that don't earn it, they get it there because their name get hot and everybody thinks they're so smart and everybody want a young coach.
Smartest guy in the room. That's Brandon Staley. He'll be going for it on fourth down in your own end like countless times.
And that's
no apologies.
That's an easy 3 points.
No apologies.
The Raiders were right there for 3 points. Just gifted it to them. Mm-hmm. Lucky it wasn't seven.
I know.
But we've seen the malpractice in the Kansas City game. Yeah. They should have won that one. They would have never been in this situation.
And he's unapologetic about it, which is, to me,
New York,
the most incredible
thing. We do our show in New York, even though we do national. New York is one of the biggest baseball towns there is.
Mm-hmm.
And we talk about something in baseball all the time. War.
Wins above replacement.
I believe that Staley has a negative war.
As a coach.
As a coach. They win in spite of him, not because of him. When you get into these type of day games, it's about managing the game. Mike Tomlin war, positive war, plus war. Mike McCarthy, negative war. You know what I mean? Bill Belichick, positive war.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah. Mike Vrabel?
Positive war.
Positive. Mike Vrabel should be coach of the year. Mike Vrabel should be coach of the year. Mike Vrabel should
be coach. They're going to try and give it to Flores.
All right, we'll discuss that. We got your calls, more your calls. 888-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Of course, I mean, 3 years in a row where they've just been dominant. But also coming up, we haven't talked about this much. Maybe the relationship between Tom Brady and Antonio Brown wasn't as close as we thought it was.
Mm.
You hear that coming up next. But first, Bart's going to tell us about...
What are we going to tell you about?
Straight Talk Wireless.
Again?
Again?
I already told you guys about
Tell me this. Again, Bart.
Listen, cutting the price of your wireless bill feels good. I mean, really good. How Actually, good? It feels great. You should try it. So try your bill.
Tony the Tiger on me?
Yeah, Tony the Tiger. So cut your bill by switching to Straight Talk Wireless, now offering a $45 silver unlimited plan with 5 gigabytes of hotspot and nationwide 5G on America's largest, most dependable networks. The $45 silver unlimited plan from Straight Talk Wireless. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. A month equals 30 days. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com. 5G compatible device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speeds may vary. Back after this with Audio Foul.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Bart and Han. Bart and Han.
I had total reconstruction of my toe. An injury really riddled my career, and I decided to move on. So I didn't have an opportunity to really soak everything in, to look up and enjoy the journey and let everybody know this is my last year. And I actually haven't put in my retirement papers. Somebody want that smoke like when Philly got the teacher from substitute teaching. They need 4 plays. I got you.
Bart and Han.
Oh, man. Oh. That's how some of these coaches feel today. Got kicked right in the solar plexus.
Going your own way, too. But Bart showed me videos during the break, and it's just... Yeah, I've seen that one.
Hit him with the switch kick. Dude,
how does that work in a street fight? Because, I've been in so many of them.
Now, when you
the guy put his hand up as if to say, like, all right, I'm done?
Yeah.
And were you supposed to just walk away like, all right, we're cool?
No. Sometimes somebody gets that. Let me get that last one. You know, you be down and you can stop and let him off. Like, everybody, all right, man, he's had enough. It's like life when Eddie Murphy's like, you ain't going to eat my cornbread. Like, all right, the man's took enough of a beating.
Yeah.
But it's like right there, you're like, ah, man, because he's telling you to stop because he can take more, but he don't want to take no more.
Yeah.
So you want to give him one where he can't take no more. So you want to give him that, finish him. Yeah, take that with you.
Right. That's what it felt like. I mean, when the guy took his shirt off, too, which was, that's never a good thing.
I always get those. But I have seen somebody get their hood pulled
over.
Well,
that's
the
hockey fight you pull.
Yeah,
that's the trick.
Yeah.
You hockey fight someone if you know you can't win.
Yeah.
Or if it's a smaller dude who's like, just so fast and you're, talk like you just get the shirt, pull it over that I can't see.
Yeah.
And then you just try to,
get some free shots and
a couple
hold
of machine guns
and knock it down. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But this was different. He just took the whole shirt off and then realized I'm in more than I need to be, put his hand up, and he still got kicked in the ribs. Anyways,
but that's symbolism. That's how a lot of these coaches feel.
That's kicked in the ribs?
Yeah, that's how like Vic Fangio feels. Like, hey, man. Like, yeah. That's how Brian Flores feels. Like, hell, I beat the Pages twice and I'm 9-8.
That's why he's going to – but you see, if you're him, he'll get another opportunity somewhere.
But listen, some of these Patriot guys, they come in and they want like the power immediately.
They want what?
Right, what Bill got.
I wonder
like,
if –
I need to run it like this. You can't do that. You're not Bill and you're not coming into that situation. Now, earned that right.
We got to get to what we get to in this segment. But before we – just again, quick. Dave Gettleman retired, which, of course, the timing of that was, we won't embarrass you by firing you, but it's time to move on. And he's, all right, fine, I'm out of here. I'll retire. He moves on. So they have a GM job open. Joe Judge clearly, I mean, what more could you do to try to get fired? And the owner is like, no, we like you. We like everything. Your 11-minute rants and all this crazy talk and your team literally giving up on the field while you're saying no one's giving up. Like the team losing by double digits, as many games as they've lost, the brutal record, all that. And your owner's like, I want more of what this guy brings. So if he's got his ear that much, here, if you're a Giants fan, is your biggest concern. Does Joe Judge now have more power in the organization than he did yesterday? Meaning with Gettleman out of the way, does Joe Judge now have what Bill Belichick had, which is, I've got the owner's ear, and I've got control. And now what you do is you just give me somebody who's a pencil pusher in the front office, and he'll be my GM.
Kenny Abrams.
And I'll tell him what I want. Well, that's Abrams is the guy everybody's in-house once again.
Yep.
And is that what's going to happen?
Abrams not going to fire the kids if they're doing a bad job in the personnel department. He knows he can't.
Think about it. That is what, if you are a Giants fan, that's something that you need to marinate in, and we'll get to your calls here in a moment. But Bart, been a lot of headlines today, and of course, it's ESPN Radio, and we are presented by Progressive Insurance. You can save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit progressive.com. We're going to step aside from doing all the talking. We'll let the headline makers do the talking in the segment we like to call
Audio Files.
The Audio Files.
Valhalla edition.
Yeah, this is Valhalla edition. But speaking of Valhalla, so Tom Brady was the one who wanted Antonio Brown in Tampa. Mm-hmm. Bring him in here. I know him well. I got him. Won a Super Bowl. Had a big catch in the Super Bowl. Bring him back this year. Don't worry, I got him. Things didn't go well. Obviously, he had that embarrassing issue, stupidity, of with the fake COVID card, with the fake vaccination card. Gets penalized for that. Bruce Arians doesn't want him around. Tom Brady said, no, we need him. We got injuries. I got him. All right.
Can I ask something else?
Then, go ahead. You want to add one more?
The girl that came out that licked the toilets in New Jersey went out and said that she was with him the night before twice.
The night before the game?
Yes,
the
twice.
One against the...
And she's known to lick the toilet
against
bowl.
The Jets?
She's known to really have dates with a lot of professional athletes.
So, I can't
She
even...
came out and she said she has a list. So and the next person before... on the list is Devin Booker. She's telling on him next.
Oh, no. Not Devin Booker. Anyways, so Antonio Brown now, he and the Bucks parted ways. Or the Bucks let him go, and they're now in... It's back and forth. But Tom Brady is very much now in the conversation here. We thought, wait, Tom Brady did all he could for Antonio Brown, right? And Antonio Brown on the Full Send podcast, not so true.
If Tom Brady's my boy, why am I playing for earnest salary?
Right.
You my boy though, right?
Right.
Gronkowski is boy, right?
Right.
How much did he get paid?
Significant amount.
Damn. All right, so why is AB on a prove it deal? Who's better than me over there? Let's be real.
Right, but don't
let's not be right. Let's be honest.
No,
this is the
real.
Podcast
be real.
To be real.
I'll
right.
be real.
Who is the best guy over there?
AB.
Since you guys know football, who
For
is
sure.
it?
Mike Evans is going to walk into the Hall of Fame too. I'm not saying they're better than you, but they're not. They're not like you sunning them. Gronkowski is going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer as well. Chris Godwin is an ascending talent that hasn't even hit the peak of his fire. See, that's the problem. Like, he thinks he's the best person there, and they can't do it without him. They were doing it without you before, bro. They did it without you, so that's the problem, right? And the reason why he's on a prove-it deal is because your behavior. You wore your welcome out in so many places, so if you feel like you have job security, you're going to act an ass. Like, not only did you fake the vaccination card, the girl just came out and said she was with you two times. She said two times the night before. So, you know, you want to say her name? She lives in Jersey.
No, I don't really.
Okay.
Not really interested in that. But
she went on a different show and was talking about it.
Did he really try to put himself in the same place as Rob Gronkowski?
I mean, he's a first ballot Hall of Famer, too, so it's not a slight.
No, no, no.
But I'm saying it's a lateral shift. Whoa. But you're not Tom's boy like Gronk is.
Wait, but not even that. Like, back even that up. I had to do all I could for them to say, yeah, we'll bring in AB. Right? I had to do everything I could to say, to get them to just bring you in. And they said, well, you might trust him, but we don't. And so we'll bring him in for you, Tom.
Yeah.
But it's going to be incentive laden, and you can help get those incentives. And you're going to tell me that Tom Brady's supposed to say, no, no, he gets a full guaranteed deal or I'm not playing? Got you in.
Meanwhile,
nobody was touching you.
But the meanwhile, did you see how many incentives that Brady had in his contract? He was trying. He had $1.5 million in his contract. That's clearly how Tampa does their business, because Gronkowski needed 8 catches to get $500,000. Everybody needed. We was on incentive watch all week 18.
I'm telling you right now, is something going?
And he dropped a music video too.
He's incredibly.
He dropped a music video too.
He's incredibly self-centered. I mean, he loves him some.
He dropped the video, and the girl, man,
he just wants money. It's all about money. So that means he must be losing money.
He would have got his money if he would have just went out there and caught 8 balls in 50 yards.
Tell me about it.
Like, yo,
we're going to blame other people. This guy brought you in. He put his name on the line. He brought you in. Nobody else was touching you. And he brought you in. Well, and then he brought you back after you did something stupid.
Well, this is the thing. We'll see if somebody else brings him in after this.
And we got to keep moving. I got to get to this. I'll play some other sound later that we're not going to get to here. But I do want to get to this because last night, I signed with all the NFL stuff and the big bowl trade from Denver to Bart's Detroit Pistons. There was also huge news in the NBA. The return of Klay Thompson, who had a dunk, 17 points in Golden State. They get the win over the Cavs. But more importantly, Klay, for the first time in 2 years, back again with his Splash brother, Steph Curry. And, man, it was good to see him. And he certainly felt good about being back.
It was a very special moment, so I'll never forget. I'll never forget that. This night, I'll never forget the reception Warrior fans gave us, especially myself. And gosh, it was fun, and it was worth every single day of being away and in that squat rack or on that shuttle board and all the conditioning days. It was worth every single moment, and I'm so grateful to just compete again. It's been a long road, but I'm just also proud of myself for persevering.
They've been through a lot, and it's not easy. Like, you had to know he probably had some concerns. Like, man, one false step, it really can mess with your head.
That's what happened with the second injury.
People who have never really experienced traumatic injury while you're playing is something that, of course, I didn't do at the same level. But for me, it reached that point where I didn't trust anything I did. Twice, that second time, man, forget it. I didn't trust anything anymore. It messes with your head.
And for him going for that dunk.
That's a long, right. That dunk was a fierce dunk.
Yeah, he went full Jackie Moon on us.
Why not? And it's just great to see it. And I will add this one last part.
They're dangerous.
If he shows you even just that much.
He's dangerous. They're dangerous.
That team, forget it.
He's a two-way player, and Wiggins has ascended.
Yeah.
And can I watch say something? Out for Golden State. Audio files.
Yeah.
For everybody out there, man. The house isn't as full as it used to be, man. We lost Bob Saget. It's been a tough year already.
I was going to get to that.
Oh.
Yeah. But that's no. Go ahead. You want to say it? Say it.
Yeah, it's like not a fuller house, man. Like,
yeah.
He was an icon, man. Great comedian.
Very
what
sudden.
He was able to do. And
very
just
sudden,
super
too.
Super sudden, man. Betty White.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about, we lost Julian White from the Mac. We lost John Madden. We only in day 10. Of 2022, man, we lost so many great ones.
Yeah, that was a stunner yesterday. That definitely was a stunner yesterday. Sidney Poitier,
yes.
Let's not forget Sidney Poitier as well, an all-time
Bahamian legend.
So yeah, it's just this is
already
the circle of life, my man. Circle of life, but we remember everybody as best we can for the memories that they gave us. All right, it's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. So the AFC now runs through Nashville, Tennessee. Who's the favorite in the wide open, wild, wild AFC? We'll discuss that. We got your calls, 888-ESPN, 888-729-3776 as well. Barton Hunt, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify?
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Hahn.
Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus. So, Bart, as we were talking earlier in the show, Brandon Staley and his decision to call that timeout, Rich Bisaccia admitting that, you know, we were thinking about the tie and maybe just letting the game end.
Yeah, because you know, one thing you want to do is not let
Raiders Chargers.
One thing you don't want to do is let Derek Carr throw a pick.
Well, or run and fumble. Anything can happen. So, if you don't have to score, let's not do it. But as the clock's winding down, then all of a sudden, the Chargers call a timeout. And the way Staley described it is he said, well, you know, they were going to run the ball. We wanted to get their
our best run
defense out there. And you're like,
but how about that was the same group that was out there that they ran the first time. You stuffed them. So now you're going to take those guys out and just stuff them from running.
He went for 12. Anyway, so with that in mind, that was pretty – we had a Chargers fan call in early, like, ripped his heart out. That's pretty disappointing. Had a chance to make the playoffs with a win or a tie.
Right.
And you did neither, and you lose, and now you're out in the playoffs. That's pretty disappointing. And there's the Indianapolis Colts going down to Jacksonville, which you said, and it blows my mind. Friday, you're like, you know, they haven't won there since 2014. And I'm like, man, like, you've got business to take care of. You go down to Jacksonville, you smack that bad team, and you come home and you got a playoff berth. And they went down and they were terrible. And think about how disappointing. So there's that one. And then I know you hate this, but the Baltimore Ravens, at one point, were 8-3 this season. And they still had a chance to make the playoffs. Right? All they had to do was beat. Well,
they should have beat Pittsburgh. They should have beat Green Bay. Yeah. They should have beat the Rams last week. So their three losses are about 1 point.
So which of these teams would you say is the most disappointing of a team that was on the bubble and that bubble burst?
To me, it's got to be the Colts because they lost to some, how Trista would say, garbage juice. Like, they lost to a team that didn't even really care. You would have jumped on them early. Yeah. Like, okay, the Ravens lost to Green Bay, the Rams, the best team in the NFC.
Mm-hmm.
They lost to
Harbaugh twice went for right.
He had no choice. He said he was out of corners.
Him going for two.
He was out of corners. He couldn't go in overtime. He had no corners.
Like, I got you.
Who was going to cover anybody?
I understand. But again, it's like still had a chance to play for a tie going to
the coaches. Come on, man. Like, they would if they would have won one, they had a chance to win two games.
Yeah.
They lost to the.
And like you said earlier, you took the ball out of the hands of your best player. But you ran the ball 15 times with a guy that we were talking about as potential MVP candidate,
yeah,
in Jonathan Taylor. That's instead, you had Carson Wentz throwing the ball, and this is how we're going. This is how you're going to win. Like, that was the plan, right. And that's what they did. And I agree with you. The Colts looked like the team that we said. Remember, you said 49ers. Nobody wants to play them.
Yep.
Boy, if they get in the playoffs, nobody wants to play them. Well, they're there. The Colts felt like that other team that no one would want to play because they're so tough in the trenches and they got a great running game.
But what else did I say? I said, I think I trust Jimmy G just a little bit more than I trust Carson Wentz. And Jimmy G almost jacked it off.
He almost did.
And Carson Wentz did jack it off.
Yeah, it really is incredible, right? It really is incredible where the Jimmy G and the Niners were down 17 in that game. They just mounted the comeback and got the win.
How did they do that?
But they ran the football.
Okay.
They played very tough. But, man. If you're the Colts today, you made that move for Carson Wentz.
Ooh.
You gave up a draft pick for Carson Wentz, a first-round pick, and now you're outside looking in. Oh, and by the way, that team you traded with, the Eagles, they're in the playoffs. Mm. That's the most disappointing of all. We are back in 10 seconds. Now, if you're watching ESPN Plus, you hear this song. They're doing a beautiful, like, rise over the Brooklyn Bridge. And normally you saw the Golden Gate Bridge when you hear this song. We got the Brooklyn Bridge, but it's the same feel.
Going to everywhere. Listen, you know what? When I did Super Bowl 50, we did some photo shoots. I still got the grass stain because like they wanted us to kind of play around out like we were playing football on the hill.
Yep, right,
like,
right in front of those houses.
Famous house.
Yep.
Yeah. So like I slipped and got a grass stain on it. It won't come out. $2,500 suit.
What?
Yeah, Tony Gonzalez. Thanks a lot. He never gave me no money back.
Wait.
You can't slipped on the grass.
You can't get a grass stain out of a $2,500 suit. What is it, a white suit? Was it cream?
Nah, it's like green. It's like green. It's like a gray suit.
Oh, it's a gray suit.
No, like, it's like weird. It's like a Tom Ford suit too, man.
I didn't ask you what brand it is. I want the color. Like a grass stain is not.
It's like green. It's like green and like little checks and stuff going. One of my favorite suits.
A green suit with grass stain, and you're having a problem getting the green color out of the green suit?
Yeah, man.
Somebody help me. Tune into ESPN Daily Podcast, bringing you a deep dive into a single story
from
one of ESPN's hundreds of reporters. Presented by Supercuts. Download, subscribe, and review ESPN Daily. Available wherever you enjoy your podcasts. But here's when you know your mother never listens to your own show. When she texts you in the middle of the show asking you for a favor.
Oh, yeah.
Like when you're just like, I'm on every day at the same time on the air. And it's just this random, hey, can you do that? It's like, do you have any idea what I'm doing right now?
Like, thanks for getting my cue right now, Ma. I need you to get a meter.
You know what I'm saying?
I need you to get a meter, Ma.
I almost feel like calling her right now on the air.
You should.
Like, what do you need?
How you doing?
What do you need?
Don't worry.
Something? Like, let me stop everything. The Irish mother.
You better not say that to moms.
The Irish mother, man. It doesn't matter. What's going on? Stop everything and help me right now.
You know, you were upside down, and you had one of the biggest heads in the world.
Actually,
you know how hard it was to push you out?
I actually was a gigantic baby.
That's what I'm saying.
I really was. It's the reason why I was the last one. 888-SAY-ESPN.
729-3776.
Paulie, what's up, Paulie?
What's going on, man? Thank you guys so much for taking my call. I just wanted to tell you, I'm probably one of the most disappointed Raider fans in the country right now. And let me tell you why. It's taken Derek Carr, what, 8-plus years to get us into the playoffs. And on top of that, we barely got him by pure luck. I'm tired of being mediocre.
Wow.
This is the best we're going to get out of him. He's Andy Dalton all over again.
Ooh.
And I'm tired of it. As a Raider fan, I want a top-notch quarterback. You put Wilson or Rodgers in this offense, and I'm telling you right now, the Raiders will be a different. They'll be on a different level.
So he was excited when he saw Russell Wilson had him on their list.
Said,
like Derek Carr's contract is coming up in a minute.
But he said Russell Wilson or Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, okay. So two of the top five quarterbacks in the league right now. If you put them on the team, they'd be better.
According to most
people, Russell Wilson
is like dropped off the top 10. But listen,
I'm happy for Derek
Devontae
Carr.
Adams is best friends with him, and he may come back.
Yeah, I'm happy for Derek Carr. All right, we're back on ESPN Radio. We say goodbye at ESPN Plus.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.